Chapter 1. The Vine. Jesus said, I am the true vine. John 15 verse 1. All earthly things are the shadows of heavenly realities, the expression, in created visible forms, of the invisible glory of God. The light and the truth are in heaven. On earth we have figures and shadows of these heavenly truths. When Jesus says, I am the true vine, he tells us that all the vines on earth are pictures and emblems of himself. He is the divine reality, of which they are the created expression. They all point to him. They all preach him. They all reveal him. If you would know Jesus, then study the vine. How many eyes have gazed on and admired a great vine with its beautiful fruit? Come and gaze on the heavenly vine until your eye turns from all else to admire only him. How many in a sunny clime sit or rest under the shadow of a vine? Come and be still under the shadow of the true vine, and rest under it from the heat of the day. What countless numbers rejoice in the fruit of the vine? Come, let us eat of that heavenly fruit of the true vine, and let your soul say with mine, I sat under his shadow with great delight, and his fruit is sweet to taste. Jesus said, I am the true vine. Oh, it's a heavenly mystery. The earthly vine can teach you so much about this vine of heaven. Many interesting and beautiful points of comparison suggest themselves and help us to get conceptions of what Christ meant. But such thoughts do not teach us to know what the heavenly vine really is, in its cooling shade and its life-giving fruit. The experience of this is part of the hidden mystery, for none but Jesus himself, by his Holy Spirit, can unfold and impart this to us. Jesus said, I am the true vine. The vine is the living word, the living Lord who himself speaks and gives and works all that he has for us. If you want to know the meaning and the power of that word, don't think to find it out by thought or by study. This may help to show you what you must get from him, to awaken your desire and hope and prayer. But they cannot show you the vine. Jesus alone can reveal himself. Jesus gives his Holy Spirit to open the eyes to gaze upon himself, to open the heart to receive himself. He must himself speak the word to you and to me. Jesus said, I am the true vine. And what am I to do if I want the mystery in all of its heavenly beauty and blessing opened up to me? With what you already know of the parable, bow down and be still. Worship and wait until the divine word enters your heart, and until you feel his holy presence with you and in you. The overshadowing of his holy love will give you the perfect calm, the rest of knowing that the vine will do all. Jesus said, I am the true vine. He who speaks is God. In his infinite power, he is able to enter into us. He is man, one with us. He is the crucified one, the one who won the perfect righteousness and divine life for us through his death. He is the glorified one, who from the throne gives his spirit to make his presence real and true. He speaks. Oh, listen not to his words only, but to himself. As he whispers secretly, day by day, I am the true vine. All that the vine can ever be to its branch, I will be to you. Oh Lord Jesus, you are that wonderful heavenly vine. You're the vine, Lord, of God's own planting. Lord, we ask that you do just reveal yourself, your very self to us. We want to know you, not just to know about you, Lord. And Lord, day by day, that you would open yourself up more and more intimately to me. In Jesus' name.